Greetings, welcome to today's broadcast of This Gospel of the Kingdom. This is Pastor Tim of ISawTheLightMinistries.com. We have seen some major traumatic events recently, such as the Supreme Court ruling in favor of homosexuality, and the demonic nuclear deal with Iran, and attempts by Satanists to build satanic temples and place satanic monuments in Detroit and across America. These are definitely troublesome times, and in fact, these are the end times. Amen. Jesus told us that in the end times, it would be like in the days of Noah. And the Bible tells us that the earth was covered with wickedness in Noah's lifetime. Indeed, the earth is filled with violence and wickedness in this generation. The Bible is being fulfilled right in front of our eyes. These things should not come as a surprise to us. In fact, we should expect that these things will occur. These things must come to pass. However, when wickedness arises, the saints of God should react. There needs to be a reaction by the army of the Lord. When a Satanist tries to start a satanic temple, the army of the Lord Jesus should take action. We are in a war, a very real war. This war is real, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. The army of the Lord fights with prayer, with fasting, with spiritual rebuke, and power and authority. But the army of the Lord should not always stay in their prayer closets or in the four walls of the church building. They also need to be in the streets, on the sidewalks, under the bridges, in the soup kitchens, or anywhere where we can find anyone to witness to. And there is also a time for petitions and protest. When a homosexual or a Satanist or other worker of Satan tries to make a foothold in our community, the army of the Lord needs to step in and step up. They need to make themselves known. They need to proclaim what will happen and what won't happen in their local community. They need to take charge and do what is legally acceptable to both the law of man and the law of God to bring about kingdom authority over and against the invading enemy. No way should a satanic statue or satanic temple, satanic monument, or even an Islamic temple or Islamic mosque or abortion clinic or homosexual bar, no way should any of these things ever be allowed to establish a foothold in your community. These things should never have been allowed in the first place. They should have never been allowed. But they have been, haven't they? And when you allow one of these, another will eventually come. When you give the devil an inch, he'll take 50 miles. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Well, there's been several problems with the church. For one, they have already allowed the devil to make many footholds in the communities. It is much harder to fight a war when there are already several enemy camps already well established in the community, when you have already allowed them in. Many people who call themselves Christian and think that they are saved think that you should not judge other religions or homosexuals, or that you should not judge the laws. They do not understand what love is. They think that love means that you do not make any judgment against anything or anyone. They believe that you should not speak out against sin because that we have all sinned. They take one verse out of context in Matthew 7, "Judge not, lest thou be judged," and think that this means that you should never judge anyone for any reason. And so here we have the foundation of our problem. The reason that we have a weak church that has already allowed in all the enemy's forces rather than a powerful army of the Lord, is that the majority of the members of the church are children of Babylon. When you have people who have stayed with all of their traditional doctrines from childhood and have never examined themselves about whether these traditional doctrines are true and correct according to Scripture, then you have an immature, weak Christian believers rather than a powerful, mature army of the Lord that is capable of defeating the enemy. And therefore, you have wickedness running out of control. It does no good for people who call themselves Christian to go down to City Hall or to protest or to sign a petition or even to pray or to fast if and when, in fact, that they are just as lost and deceived as the Satanist and the homosexual. If you are not really a true and mature Christian, then it's better for you to just stay home and shut up. Because if you go down there to get into a spiritual fight with those sinners, the demons could come out and rip you to threads. You've got to get your own life, your doctrines, your beliefs, your religion, and your relationship right with the Lord first before you can go down there and confront other sinners. And that's the true meaning of Matthew 7. If you will read the entire context of Matthew 7, Jesus was not making a blanket statement against any and all judging. Instead, he was teaching that you should cast out the beam out of your own eye first, and then you will be able to see clearly to remove the mote from your other person's eye. And that is what Jesus was teaching. He was teaching against judging hypocritically. He was teaching against being a hypocrite. He was teaching that you need to get your own life right first before you can judge others. The scriptures are clear that we should make judgments. We are to judge who to hang out with, who not to hang out with, who to listen to, who not to listen to, what to watch, what not to watch, who to trust, who not to trust. We must make judgments on a daily basis. The Bible says to judge righteously and not just by appearance, and also to not judge hypocritically, but we are to judge. The Bible even says, don't you know that you would judge angels? The army of the Lord has every right and the duty to speak out against homosexuality, against Islam, against the satanic temples, and against any and all sin, and against false preachers and false prophets. But only after we are truly saved and no longer members of traditional denominational Babylon, which takes scriptures out of context and teaches all kinds of false doctrines and fairy tales. If you want to be a member of the army of the Lord, if you want victory in your community, if you want victory over sin, if you want to make it to the marriage supper of the Lamb of God and into the fullness of the kingdom, then it's time that you examine and test every doctrine that you were raised with and every doctrine that you have been taught by your parents and by preachers and pastors or by any other person. False doctrine will keep you out of heaven. False doctrine will hold you back from full maturity in the Lord. False doctrine will hinder your walk with the Lord and will hinder eternal victory in the war for your soul. The truth is the truth, and all truth is from God. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. And all false doctrines are lies. And all false doctrine comes from the father of lies, the devil. Do you want to be holding on to a lie when Jesus comes? I don't think so. So I encourage you to write down every doctrine, every belief that you have. Then prove it right and then prove it wrong by the Bible and see which side has the most proof. 1 Thessalonians 5 says to prove all things. It doesn't say to just go along with your pastor and assume that he is correct. It says to prove all things. Revelation 12 verse 9 says that the devil has deceived the whole world. Not just part of the world, but the whole world. And that includes you and me. We have all been deceived about something at some time in our lives. Time is short. The great tribulation is at the door. There is no time left to play. It's time to stop playing church. If you want to be part of the army of the Lord, you have to grow up now and test everything and study the Bible. Not just read the Bible, but study the Bible and pray and fast and ask Jesus to show you all false doctrine that you're still holding on to. Ask Jesus to deliver you out of Babylon and from all the lies and deceptions of man's religions. It's time to come out of denominations. God's church is not any denomination. We are the army of the Lord. I'm going to be here on this broadcast every week, same time, same channel, once per week, 15 minutes per week, pointing you to Jesus Christ and to the Scriptures. I'm going to be saying things that you've never heard before. I am here to deliver you the meat of God's Word, Scriptures that you have never heard preached, but they're in the Bible. I'm not here to deliver the Babylonian milk that most people have been drinking all of their life. And I do not ask that you believe what I say. Instead, I ask that you take notes and look in the Scriptures in prayer and in sincere fasting to examine whether these things are so. I will be directing you to some articles that I have written on my ministry website, isawthelightministries.com. And these articles will continue to point you to the Scriptures to help you in your Bible studies. Again, I ask that you read these articles in prayer and in fasting. In fact, there is an article on the ministry website, isawthelightministries.com, about judging. And it will point you to the Scriptures about judging. I encourage you to check it out. Just go to the website and look for the article about judging. And if you do not have a computer and would like to read the article about judging, you can write me and ask for the article about judging, and I will be glad to send it to you for free. And I encourage you to meet me back here next week, same time, same channel, every week for 15 minutes as we continue to discover the revelations of the Lord as written in Scripture and as revealed through the Holy Spirit.